Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Storms likely today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 62. Winds out of the southeast 10 to 20 miles per hour. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, 54.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a split vote from the delegation here in the state of Kansas from U.S. senators after voting on the foreign aid bill that happened on late Tuesday night in Washington, D.C. that would fund the nation of Ukraine, the nation of Israel, along with banning TikTok and trying to seize assets from the nation of Russia. Is overall, the vote in Washington, D.C. ended up with 79-18 passing and sending it to President Joe Biden after 15 different Republicans sided with 3 different Democrats against the bill. 48 Democrats and 31 Republicans voted for. As U.S. Senator Jerry Moran from the state of Kansas said, it was a necessary bill.
Each of these conflicts are interconnected, and it would be naive to send aid to Israel but take a pass on supporting Ukraine, Taiwan, or other allies. It's vital to the United States to be a steadfast and reliable partner in the midst of nation's peace and prosperity.
U.S. Senator Roger Marshall voted against the bill.
Rusty at Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty at Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. We offer more zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Need your car serviced? Rusty at Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Van in a wreck? Call Eck. Don't trust your collision repairs to any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at rusty@ford.com and drive home your new Ford today.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Whether it's applied in a cornfield or the nation's dairy barns, precision technology is reshaping the ag industry for the better. Hosting Association USA's Bob Severa.
From genomic technology to robotic milking systems, electronic identification tags to activity monitors, innovation is everywhere in the dairy business today. Progress made over the past decade has been remarkable. Just ask Dr. Jason Osterstock. He's vice president of precision animal health for Zoetis.
It's hard to anticipate where we are today. I think one of the things for me as a scientist, the way we thought we would utilize the technology in 2010, is completely different than how we're leveraging it today.
And that's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. For the 38th time, the city of Grand Island has been recognized as a Tree City USA community by the Arbor Day Foundation. In order to meet a Tree City qualification, the foundation requires the community to maintain a tree board, have a community tree ordinance, spend at least $2 per capita on urban forestry, and celebrate Arbor Day. Park Superintendent Barry Burrows spoke with KSMB Local 4.
When we receive that award, it is a big honor because 38 years is a long time, and it just tells people that are entering our city or coming to our city that we care about the urban forest, we care about nature, and we care about air protectants and water protectants and things like that.
In other news, as a part of the Solar for All grant, $62 million is headed to the state of Nebraska to launch a new era of solar energy across the entire state. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Frankfort community-wide garage sales are planned this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, April 25th through the 27th, with maps available at many locations in Frankfort. Opening night for the 2024 season at Beatrice Speedway is this Friday night, featuring the Joey Hergett Memorial Race.
Friday night, April 26th, will be our first night. That's this Friday. Pit gates open at 5. Grandstands open at 6, hot laps are at 7, and racing starts at 7:30. There hopefully will be some extra cars, so we'll have some extra races and stuff. And if the weather should interfere with the races, we'll just move it back a week. We'll just move back to next Friday, you know, if we get canceled this week because of weather.
Tommy Denton, track manager, comments on the significance of the races this weekend.
The Joey Hergett Memorial, which we're going to do this weekend. He meant so much to a lot of the race car drivers. He sponsored a lot of race cars. He helped a lot of different ways. He even helped us at Fairbury with the racetrack over there a lot. So a lot of the drivers just got together and said, let's do something to honor him. And I believe this is going to be a yearly deal that we're going to do every year now. So they raised a bunch of money and upped the purse and everything all in his name. So just to show how much he meant to a lot of the guys that race at the racetrack. It was amazing that the money that they've raised and stuff from different sponsors and everything to put this all together, and lots of giveaways that Jordan Grabowski came up with and Lance Portman. They all worked together on this thing because they were sponsored by Joey, and they've got a lot of stuff to give away on Friday night, plus, you know, the added extra purse for the weekend. So we meant a lot to those guys, and they're just turning around and showing their respect for him.
Beatrice Speedway operates with races now most Friday evenings throughout the summer. The summer schedule is posted on their website at Beatrice Speedway.
Yeah, well, you know, even during the season, once in a while, I know there's a guy that comes from Idaho and races every once in a while. But, yeah, it's for Spring Nationals and Oktoberfest. We get cars from all over the Midwest. Spring Nationals, this is the 31st year. It just is a main race for IMCA that they put on their calendar because it's one of the oldest specials that's been going on with IMCA sanctioning and stuff. And Oktoberfest is getting to be the same way. So we just pull cars from all over the Midwest. You know, Spring Nationals is the first race of the season, and then Oktoberfest is always the last race of the season. So it's always good racing there. I think Beatrice has some of the best drivers around, and it shows, because if they go other places, they're just as competitive there as they are at Beatrice. They're the ones to beat. So, I mean, 6-time national champion Jordan Grabowski, 4-time national champion Johnny Sadoff, all right here at Beatrice. That's their home track. We've got other national champions. We've got Dylan Richards, who's won twice in the national championship. So we've got some good racers up here, and if you want to see some good racing, you just come up here.
Emilia R. Hassey, 2-year-old daughter of Corey Hassey and Joanna Keys of Summerfield, passed away Thursday. Service is planned Friday at 1 at Quarry Mortuary in Pawnee City. Visitation Thursday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Quarry Mortuary in Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Emilia Hassey. A family graveside service is planned this Saturday for Margie L. Marge Hogue, who passed away January 17th. The graveside service this Saturday, April 27th, 12:30, at the Fairmont Cemetery in Blue Rapids, with Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Marge Hogue. Sharon M. Valesky, age 82 of Beatrice, formerly of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Wednesday, 2 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 5 until 9. Family will see friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Sharon Valesky. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, pork tender, mashed potatoes, peas, and cherries. Tomorrow, it's chicken with rice, Brussels sprouts, cottage cheese with peaches. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Showers and thunderstorms are likely today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower to upper 60s. Southeast winds between 10 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. Showers and thunderstorms continue overnight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Southeast winds around 20 and gusting as high as 35. More showers and thunderstorms are possible into Friday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 70s. South winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Scattered showers continue into Friday night, otherwise mostly clear with the lows in the mid-40s and mid-50s. Southeast winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Rain showers are likely throughout the afternoon on Saturday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower 70s and lower 80s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Then showers and thunderstorms are likely into Saturday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and mid-50s. South winds around 20 and gusting as high as 35. More showers and thunderstorms continue on Sunday, sunny with our highs in the lower 60s and lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late April 69, record high on this date 96, the average low 46, and the record low is 27. Sunset this evening 8:14, sunrise in the morning at 6:36. Cloudy, overcast, and 56 degrees. We've got some light scattered showers pushing across I would say the eastern third of Kansas, Nebraska. The heavier activity is pushing in further from the west. That activity is moving through Smith into Jewell County's north central Kansas, up into south central Nebraska, and includes some showers and thunderstorms. All of that pushing our way later today, a chance for developing thunderstorms and activity. Chance of storms all through the weekend. Scattered storms could produce hail the size of quarters later this morning. Moving east this afternoon, another round of wet weather could redevelop this evening and tonight. That again could produce large hail. Looks like our better threat for severe weather is into Friday. Still a continued chance even Saturday. So stay aware of the weather for the next several days. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 25th of April. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's time to celebrate. Join Blue Valley Technologies on Saturday, April 27th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. for the Broadband Bash in downtown Marysville. The day will be full of fun activities for everyone in the family. Blue Valley customers will receive $10 in chamber bucks. Plus, they have the chance to win some awesome prizes. Don't miss out on your chance to meet a surprise guest character straight from the Nickelodeon studios. Scavenger hunt, live music, food trucks, a cornhole tournament, and so much more. Join Blue Valley Technologies as we celebrate the completion of fiber optics into the city of Marysville. To see a full list of activities, visit bluevalley.net/broadbandbash.
From ABC Sports, This is Rich Cantu. First round NBA playoff action continued last night. The Thunder dominating the Pelicans in Oklahoma City, 124-92 to take a 2-0 series lead. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander led all scorers with 33 points for the Thunder. Chet Holmgren chipped in 26. The two stars speaking to TNT's Ali LaForce after the game, with Holmgren singing high praise for his point guard.
He's too humble to say it, but this is the MVP right here. MVP of the league.
In Boston, it was raining threes, but not by the Celtics.
Hand off to Tyler. Sets a screen. Brown bounces off of it. Tyler for three. Tyler knocking down another three.
One of a franchise playoff record 23 three balls by the Heat, as heard on WQAM. Tyler Hero had six of them on his way to 24 points. The Heat win 111-101, stealing one in Boston and returning to Miami with the series tied at one game apiece. Stanley Cup playoffs, the Kings look to even their series against the Oilers in Edmonton. It went to overtime where...
For Anderson and up the wall, Byfield tipped it, moving in, shot, score! And Jay Kopitar, overtime winner!
The final call on KLAC, Captain Andrzej Kopitar with the winner. LA wins 5-4, tying that series at 1. Golden Knights will take a 2-0 series lead back to Vegas after they defeated the Stars 3-1. The Bruins took a 2-1 series lead with their 4-2 win over the Maple Leafs. Baseball, the Rangers down the Mariners 5-1. Royals shut out the Blue Jays 3-2. The Braves' Michael Harris walked off the Marlins in the bottom of the 10th 4-3 to sweep that series. And the Yankees beat the Athletics 7-3. Tonight's the night. The NFL draft kicks off from Detroit. First round beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
He'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Good Thursday morning. Sam's back with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we inch closer to the opening bell here on this Thursday day of trade, we'll give you a nice recap of how things finished up yesterday. It was a mostly mixed day in the grains. Corn saw some weakness. However, it was a huge day for the wheat market. Double-digit gains in the majority of places and mixed choppy trade in the soybeans. Livestock had a troublesome day in the cattle markets, especially as they finished mostly lower. April live cattle dropped $1.25 down to $182.10. June down at $1.90 to $175.25. April feeder cattle dropped 65 cents yesterday down to $2.43.10. May was at $2.44.10. That was down $1.95. And similar for the lean hogs, more two-sided for the hogs. However, May finished down $1.22 to $97.35. June was down 50 cents to $107.45 per hundredweight. Into the grains again, as mentioned yesterday, huge day in the wheat market here through the overnight session, trending upward slightly, not much movement for what's there, though. May Kansas City wheat's up a quarter cent to 6.24.5. July's actually unchanged at 6.30.5. Chicago and spring wheat both with slight gains here this morning as well. May oats down 2.25 to start to 3.64 3/4, and corn mostly unchanged. May is unchanged at 4.37 3/4 rather. However, slight losses beyond that. Soybeans are lower. May beans down 6.75 to 11.59 1/4. July's down 6.25 to 11.75 1/4. Soy meal is down 2.30 on the overnight session to 3.43.70, and soy oil even down 2 points to 44.64. Cotton also finished lower yesterday and trending down to start today, as July cotton currently down 3 points at 80.98. A stroll through the energy market sees a little bit of recovery from yesterday's lower figures. Crude oil up a dime to $82.93 a barrel. Unleaded gas is up a penny to $2.75 a gallon. Heating oil also up 1 cent to $2.56, and natural gas up one to $1.66. April gold's up 70 cents to $2,325.20 per ounce. May silver's up a dime to $27.45. And lastly, we see the dollar index currently trading down 22 points to 105.48.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout.
White grubs, a pest easily identified by their white C-shaped bodies and dark heads, are attacking Kansas plants and especially brome. K-State Extension entomologist Anthony Zukoff discusses the different kinds of white grubs and which ones cause the largest problems.
We have white grub species that are considered annual species, and so that means they develop from egg to adult in the same season, right? So you get a new flush of beetles every year. But then we have species that are considered perennial, and they take 3 years, their life cycle is 3 years long in the soil, and so they take 3 years to develop, and they impact a location or a crop over a period of 4 calendar years. So they develop a lot slower, and these perennial, so to speak, white grubs are the ones that tend to be the biggest problem.
He explains how white grubs negatively impact plants and when they can become a major issue for growers.
They're developing in the soil and consuming roots, and that's how they live. So they damaging the root system, they're going to stop the plants from taking up moisture well, stop the plants from taking up nutrients really well, and just basically really damage the plant, if not kill it outright. It's not going to be a problem every single year, but under the right conditions like this year, it kind of caught people off guard. You know, when we're dealing with row crops and we're rotating different crops and disturbing the soil every year, they don't tend to become such a big problem. But in a perennial type cropping system, their levels can build up really easily.
Zukoff discusses an avenue available for producers to combat white grubs. He emphasizes treating transitional areas within fields.
In situations where the damage is more limited, someone might make the decision to replant brome into those dead spots. But what they'd want to do is make sure they get into those dead spots, maybe cultivate a little bit to clear the ground, replant in the fall. Because if you establish it in the fall, once it gets to spring, the root system will be bigger and deal with that spring feeding damage. Because in the fall, the beetles aren't going to be feeding on that new root system. So that's something to consider. And before replanting, if that's what they want to do, they probably should consider going into those dead areas, and especially the transition areas around those dead areas, and treating the ground with carbaryl, commonly known as 7. And if they do choose to use that insecticide, they want to make sure that they're going to put it on with a large volume of water to get that insecticide down into the soil where the grubs will come in contact with it. If they just spray it on top of the ground, or if they spray it on the ground, they haven't cleared the vegetation, that insecticide is not going to get into the soil.
That was Anthony Zukoff, Kansas State University Extension entomologist on white grubs. Learn more about the pest at www.entomology.k-state.edu. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday's sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They have 800 early consignments and expecting more by sale time. Breads and cow-calf pairs starting culls at 10 a.m. And the early consignment listings for the sale today. 30 black and white face fall bred, black and red Angus, 36-year-old cows. 30 red Angus, fall bred, red Angus, running age. 25 mostly black and white face, fall bred, red and black, 6 to 7-year-old cows. 5 red and black, fall bred black, running age. 50 black, red fall, bred black Angus, 3 to 7-year-old cows. 31 first calf heifer, black, red, and black and white face pairs. 5 middle-aged black pairs, calves are 60 days old. 11 2 to 7-year-old black pairs, calves are 60 days old. Also selling 30 mixed steers and heifers weighing 3.5 to 5, 10 black and red steers and heifers 3.5 to 6, 88 black steers and heifers weigh 4 to 6, 190 mostly black steers and heifers weigh 400 to 600 pounds. 39 black steers and heifers, 4 to 6, 10 weighing 450 to 550, 25 in at 450 to 550, 45 mostly red steers and heifers, 4.5 to 6.25, 45 mixed steers and heifers, 4.5 to 650, 8 black steers at 500 pounds, 20 black steers and heifers, 5 to 6, 12 Charlotte steers and heifers, 5 to 6, 14 black steers and heifers weigh 5 to 6, 25 black and red heifers, 5 to 6, 42 mixed steers weigh 7 to 8, and 10 Hereford heifers, 900 to 1,000 pounds. Those are the early consignments for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Do ants really tickle open the buds of peonies? We will investigate that folk myth today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you?
Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, April 25th, the 116th day of the year. Jazz vocalist Ella Fitzgerald was born on this day, and in 1959, the St. Lawrence Seaway was opened, connecting the Great Lakes to the Atlantic Ocean. Before the peonies bloom this spring, there's an often repeated myth we can dispel. It's sometimes said that ants are necessary to tickle open peony buds. The fact is, they're simply attracted to the sugary droplets that form on the flowers. The blooms would open with or without ants. Nevertheless, they may provide some benefits. For one, their presence discourages other bud-eating pests. And even though they're harmless, you'll want to gently shake them off your peonies before cutting blooms to bring indoors. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY and 55 degrees this hour. With a cloudy overcast, a few light scattered showers moving across our region this morning, and that will be followed by some heavier showers and thunderstorms as the morning wears on. That activity is pushing in from the west, currently out into Smith and Jewell counties in north central Kansas, mostly along the state line. We do have a threat for severe weather today, tomorrow, even into Saturday. Be aware of the weather. There could be thunderstorms developing multiple times. Possibility of gusty winds and hail, the major threats, but tornadoes not out of the question. Be weather aware this weekend.
Welcome into the TVL Rundown, joined with TVL Sports Spotlight's own Jeff Wirtz. This is Max Blasky with KNDY Radio. Jeff, as always, a busy week in the TVL. Plenty of teams in baseball and softball making a push to the postseason that's going to kick off here in just a couple weeks. But I know there were some standout performances on the diamonds this last week, as well as a few teams like Blue Valley getting their first win of the season. So what stood out on the diamond on both boys and girls side to you this week?
Well, I think it's clear we have to start with that Blue Valley team getting a very nice pair of wins against Republic County late last week and getting on a roll. And I think Blue Valley has a nice shot now. They get that monkey off their back, and now it's time to really put it in full gear for the Rams.
You mentioned on a roll one of those teams, the Onega Buffaloes baseball and softball teams on a roll, had a excellent performance from one of the Buffs last week. Jackson Coulterman had a big night. Why don't we highlight his night he had at the plate and on the mound?
Yeah, Jackson was tremendous in the games against Troy. He hit two home runs, one of which is a grand slam, 8 runs driven in. He pitched all 4 innings of the first game and struck out 9 and no-hit them. So to say that Jackson Coulterman had a good day against Troy is probably a bit of an understatement. He also hit another home run in the second game and drove in 3 more runs.
And I think next week we're going to dive a little bit more in depth on the baseball and softball postseason coming up. But something we wanted to get to this week that we haven't yet this year is the powerlifting. Somewhat of a new sport too here in the TVL, but last week was state champions. And I know we had a lot of area athletes that performed exceptionally well at that.
One that I really wanted to talk about was Frankfurt's Brock Armstrong, 173 pounds in the power clean. He cleaned 265. I think we know why Armstrong kind of lives up to his name. He really showed off at the Kumpfa powerlifting. Also, the Clifton Clyde girls and both the boys and girls sides of the Eagles really showed up.
another opportunity to show off what the TVL is made of. And at the time that we're recording this, Jeff, you're over in Washington at the high school track meet. I know there's a bunch of teams over there, but where can people find all the results and, of course, the upcoming schedule for the near future?
Of course, you can go to the social media pages of the TVL Spotlight. Look for TVL Sports Spotlight on both Facebook and Twitter. I will have information from all of the upcoming meets and games there, as well as TVLSpotlight.com.
And as always, if you get a chance to go out, support those local athletes, do. It's amazing what they do night in and night out. For Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Sports Spotlight, this has been Max Blasky, KNDY Radio on the TVL Rundown. We'll see you all again next week.
Good morning from Beatrice, Nebraska, and Beatrice 77 Livestock on our special cow-calf summer calving, fall calving, bread cow sale here today. Well, it's going to start at 11 a.m. here this morning, folks. And as we speak here today, this is the sale lineup at 11 o'clock. We will start with the Health 42 Black Angus First Calf Families. Super nice again, guys. Everything in the world done. There is 42 of them, guys. The calves are February 25th to March 15th on the Hilt Families. Moving next into the Cruzy entry, always outstanding cattle. There's going to be a total of 10 first calf families. There's going to be 7 black balancers, 3 red balancer first calf deals, guys. And Jared's also always got very, very nice cattle. Up next is the Howell cattle. There's going to be 5 black char first calf families, 2 to 4 weeks old calves on them. So that is a nice entry and includes the first calf families. We do have 2 black first calf bred heifers. They're going to be bred Hereford. They are pregnant 6 to 7 months. In the cow calf families, we're going to start off with the Hilt 3 to 7 year olds. They're going to be 26 back families. Again, they're all worked top to bottom, folks. Certainly outstanding March 1 to March 25. Black Angus calves on them and all worked and ready for grass. Up next is 4 first calf families. They're going to be 3 year olds. Up after that is 9 blackback families. 3 to 8 year olds. Those calves are 2 to 4 weeks old. Degenerate families, there's going to be 7 black families. They're going to be 5 to 7 year olds. They're going to have 14 to 45 day old black and char cross calves. Up next, 14 black red families, 3 to 7 year olds. Following that will be 8. Black and red families, 3 to 9 year olds. They're going to either have Schweitzer or Wedevec black and red bred calves. Nice deal there. The mom entry is going to be 9 black and black baldy families. They're going to be 5 years to smooth mouth. Those calves will be 4 to 8 weeks. LZ Farms will have 11 black and black baldy families, 8 year to smooth mouth. Black and blaze face calves, 3 to 6 week old. The Gracky entry is 5 black and char families, 5 years to smooth mouth also. And the fall calving cows, a late entry, but kind of a nice entry. We got 2 drafts of those. There'll be 38 total black and red fall bred cows, 4 years to short solid. They're going to be bred to LHT on the red side. On the black side, they'll be LHT Black Sim. Those cows are 5 to 6 months, so they are calving in that August, September. That is the Goble Kern entry. Also, Devern Hagemeyer's got 18 black and red fall bred cows. They're going to fall in that 5 to 8 year old. They are pregging 5 to 7 months, and they will be bred Red Angus. And then the summer calving, there will be about 9 of those cows. Yeah, 6 years to broken. They're going to be either bred Red Angus or bred to Black LHT. And so that is the lineup here today at Beatrice 77 Livestock, starting at 11 o'clock with the Hilt first calf, and then we're going to the Cruzy entry, the Howell Black Char first calf families. So a nice deal to start here today at 11 o'clock here at Beatrice 77 Livestock. Give us a call, Tanya Recordini at 223-3571, and certainly if you got any questions, we're here to help. Well, have a great day. Let it rain and As you know, the way we go, you certainly can go online for all the markets, the consignments, hay sales, the auctioneers, or turn on the video at Beatrice77.net.
KNDY.